News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News is sponsored by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you walk through a Special Light door when you go to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Whirlpool is implementing a round of layoffs to help weather the recession caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The company hasn't released a number, but says it is necessary to take action and reduce the number of people we employ in the U.S. That's after Whirlpool offered employees a voluntary retirement program, reduced budgets, had furloughs, restricted travel, and took other steps to reduce costs. A company spokesperson says with the new cuts, all impacted employees are being offered a strong severance package to support them in the transition. Though these decisions are difficult, we believe they are necessary to adapt to the reality of an economic contraction and prepare us for new ways of working in the future. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is meeting with her COVID-19 task force today to discuss the possibility of re-engaging in face-to-face learning. She'll have more soon.
We will be able to give people some guidelines, and they're all data-driven so that parents can have some comfort. But I understand that this is something, you know, as a parent, that I'm thinking about too as my daughter goes to University of Michigan in the fall and my other goes back to high school.
Whitmer also said on Monday that she wants to get things right before reopening more businesses, including gyms. The governor will release her back-to-school roadmap later today. There's a whole lot of work being planned for Napier Avenue in the coming month. Berrien County Road Department Director Jason Latham tells us there will be two projects starting on Monday. The first is the long-awaited reconstruction of Napier from the St. Joseph River to Colfax. The work will have the road reduced to one lane in each direction for about a month. Latham says when the road is reopened, it will have been placed on a diet, reduced to three lanes.
You'll be able to get to your house still. They'll allow that. But through traffic, if you're heading into St. Joe from M139, we'd ask that you take the detour so the township can complete that work.
Latham says having a center turn lane will improve safety, and he'll report back to the county on how the diets worked out at a later time. Meanwhile, as Napier is repaved from the river to Colfax, Benton Township will be doing a water project on Napier Avenue from Colfax to M139. Latham says that will close the road to through traffic starting next week.
We're going to restripe it to three lanes, pretty much between Miami and Colfax. But the intersections of Miami are going to be just before and after are going to be the same. And the intersection with Colfax before and after is going to be the same. That way you have your left turn lanes, you have your center turn lanes, right turn lanes. Those kind of things are all going to be the same.
The detour will be down Nickerson. The project is expected to take about a week. St. Joseph City Commissioners have held their first in what will be a series of meetings on social justice. The meeting was organized as the body seeks to eliminate systemic racism following the death of George Floyd and others at the hands of police. Mayor Mike Gary started the discussion Monday by reading the commission's statement on the need to end racism and foster strong relations. Then Commissioner Lynn Todman took over, laying out some ground rules she said it's important to follow when talking race.
Suspend assumptions and be open-minded. Know that you can be safe and uncomfortable at the same time. Accept people and their perspectives as they are. Practice humility so you can hear others and learn and course correct when needed.
Suggestions included adopting policies to eliminate implicit bias and working with the police department. Mayor Pro Tem Laura Goose suggested following the 8 that can't wait law enforcement policies. To that end, St. Joseph Public Safety Director Steve Neubricker said the department is already following 7 of them.
Besides these 8 policies, though, I think there's other things that need to be addressed. Body cameras, which every one of our officers utilize and have to have on. Diversity, implicit bias training, which the entire department has been through. Procedural justice training, mental health and crisis intervention training, evidence-based approach training.
The last of the 8 that can't wait is a duty to intervene policy that requires officers to intervene when they see excessive force. City Manager John Hodgson said they're working on that now. Commissioners want to continue talking with the community and reaching out across the river. Suggestions for how St. Joe can promote social justice can be sent to socialjustice@sjcity.org. Governor Whitmer has extended the suspensions of any evictions until July 15th. In addition, an order signed last week will create an eviction diversion program, which provides landlords with a process to get rental assistance. Michigan attorney Matthew Palitz represents the landlords and says the $50 million in rental assistance comes with strings attached.
If you do participate in the program, there has to be a certain reduction. And then if there's a balance left over, then that has to be paid over a 12-month period. My position is that landlords are not getting these same type of protections. And so they still have to pay their mortgage. It's likely that especially some of the smaller landlords that I represent may not be around to receive those funds in 10, 12 months' times.
Pallett says the governor's executive order complicates the relationship between landlords and tenants. Any eviction issues should be handled by local courts. Concerned about coronavirus in the pool. it's probably safe. Dr. Frank Esper is an infectious disease specialist at the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital.
This is something that will that really is been spreading to this point through the air, and on these droplets. It is unlikely that this is going to be gone through the water. I don't expect that the pools will be a problem, except for the fact that it brings a bunch of people together in one small area.
Chlorinated pool water kills viruses and should inactivate coronavirus. Dr. Esper said because public pools bring groups of people together and usually draw children, they're probably not the best place to hang out this summer if you're considered high risk for COVID-19. South Haven Area Emergency Services has broadened its ability to respond to water rescues by providing its on-call staff with water rescue equipment that stays with them all the time. Shea says thanks to a grant from Albemarle Corporation of South Haven, 19 Shea's responders now have a personalized life jacket, helmet, and throw bag containing 50 feet of rope in their vehicles. Shea's ambulances, rescue trucks, and fire engines also have that same equipment, but often the paid on-call members who respond from their homes or workplaces are the first to arrive on an emergency scene. Shea's Chief Brandon Hintz says seconds can count in rescue situations, and so he thanks Albemarle for the donations, along with former Shea's Chief Ron Wise, who pursued the funding. WSJM News is sponsored by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you go to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.